Hello.
Hello, this is Iman giving you courtesy call back from customer support department. How may I help you today?
Yes, I called you this morning. You guys have taken, like, I looked on my account, my banking account, and you've charged me $56 for something.
Of course, willing to definitely assist. What's the name and address?
And I don't want to be charged. I don't know what it is, but I don't have the money in the bank. It's going to put me in the overdraft. Leanne, Leann McClanahan, McClanahan.
Thank you. And what's the address, ma'am?
43 Windmill Drive, Conway, Missouri, 65632.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So yes, I located your information, and this is for the KitchenAid sweepstakes to receive a mixer or a cookbook. Do you remember applying for that? That was back on October 29th.
No.
Okay, so it states you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership.
Wait a minute.
Upon that
Wait a minute.
member.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
So you're telling me you're charging me $56 and you're going to send me a mixer and a cookbook?
What do you remember paying the entry fee for, which was $7.95 back on October 29th?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is for a sweepstakes entry to receive it by joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon that membership, it's a sweepstakes entry, which is a recurring billing fee each month. If you don't remember placing an order, did you give anybody authorization to place the order?
No.
Anyone that lives in your household you gave authorization to?
No.
Okay, so I'm willing to go ahead and cancel the account out. And I have to transfer you over to our fraud department. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
You have to transfer me where?
To our fraud department.
Okay, are they going to be able to issue a refund?
You will have to speak to them regarding that, ma'am. Please remain on hold. One moment, I have to notate the account, then I'll let you know when I transfer you over, okay?
Wait, can't since I did not do this and I don't want to be charged, I can't understand why you can't take care of it.
Because if you don't remember placing an order, you will have to speak to our fraud department, ma'am. Only they will be able to help you regarding this account.
But I didn't place an order.
That's why you still have to speak to our fraud department, ma'am.
Well, the fraud isn't going to be able to refund my money.
Well, you'll have to speak to them regarding that, ma'am. But if you don't place the order, our regulations, you still have to speak to our fraud department, ma'am.
So
Mind if I place you on a brief hold?
you can't do any type of refund yourself at
I
all.
can only cancel the account out, ma'am.
Well, you've canceled it. Now I need a refund.
Okay. Please remain on hold while I transfer you over, okay? Well, first I have to
All
locate a
right.
supervisor for you. Give me one moment. I'm waiting for their assistance regarding to see who's available. Bear with me one moment.
I am.
Okay, so we locate someone you'll be able to speak with, and please remain on hold while I transfer you over. And if there is nothing else, thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Thank you.